Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And then I thought, what do you mean thinks in his heart? He thinks in his head. And then I began to study the Bible, and I found out that as you go through how you have to establish your heart, how God looks at the heart, how that the heart is something that we actually can control, I found out that the head has fleeting thoughts, beliefs, emotions, but the heart can be established in false doctrine, real doctrine. It can be established in fear or in faith. And that it's really the establishing, or I put it this way, the belief systems, or the BS, I call it, of your heart. What are the beliefs of your heart? And when people are raised, in religious homes, non-religious homes, the beliefs that go into our heart growing up are placed there by our parents, our teachers, by things that happen to us, maybe abuse. We form these identity lies, and we form beliefs that I call misbeliefs. And then the rest of our life, we live them out. So your heart is like the autopilot on a plane. When the coordinates have been pushed in, the plane stays on track whether you pull it off or not. It'll always go back to the coordinates of the autopilot. And so many people that I would talk with over the years would say, Leon, I've tried everything, and I continue to go back to the way I don't want to be. And it could be filled with fear. It could be, an addiction. It could be sick. It could be anything. And then I recognize that, in modern vernacular, we might call it the subconscious, that there is a conscious, there is underneath our conscious, we call it sub, underneath our conscious thinking and awareness are beliefs we don't know we have. And as I begin to study the word, I found verses like to guard your heart, because it determines the forces that flow out of your life. It could be fear or faith. It could be sickness or health. And then I began to find in the New Testament that a good man could, in Matthew 12, could release from the good treasures of his heart, release good things. I always thought it was from God. But I began to recognize that the heart is the deciding factor. And so I began to recondition my heart and establish it in New Testament beliefs, like I can lay my hands on the sick and they would recover, like I have not the spirit of fear but of power, I have a spirit of love, I have a spirit of a sound mind. In a world filled with depression and oppression and stress, where it's horrendous, now as never before, if we get our heart established. And so a part of this book is teaching people how to recognize your BS, your belief systems that are wrong, because those belief systems are guiding your life into pain and heartache.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.